Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah. We believe in Him and in His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and in destiny, its good and apparent bad. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in His oneness. We are content with Allah as our Lord, Islam as our religion, and Sayyidina Muhammad as our Prophet and Messenger. And I testify that our Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him, and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, O slaves of Allah, and myself with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger and fears Allah and is conscious of Him, it is those who are the attainers. Brothers and sisters, in the noble verse we've just quoted and other noble verses in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equates the obedience to His Messenger, our Sayyidina Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the obedience to Him. And He tasks us or commands us to follow and emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ عَطَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whomsoever obeys the Messenger has indeed obeyed Allah. Indeed, this is the case because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the Quran upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and He is the one who conveys to us the commands and the prohibitions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has detailed within the Quran, as well as the prescription of the Sharia, the sacred law, the path to be embodied by His creation. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. And we reveal to you the message that you may make clear to the people what was sent down to them. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is literally the one who clarifies for us the affairs of our religion. He's the one who elucidates what has come down to us in the form of revelation from our Lord. He teaches it to us through His guidance, and in this manner He details the way we're meant to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, we find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the one who taught us how to pray, as well as detailing its times and the number of the rak'at and the mannerism of the prayer itself. So for example, we see in the Sahih Hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Pray as you have seen me pray. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified for us the rulings relating to fasting. Likewise, he explains the rulings related to zakat. And also with regards to hajj, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the people, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Take and learn your rites from me. In other words, they should know what to do by observing and learning from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these are the outward aspects of worship. But we've also been tasked to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the inward aspects of his character. And that's why Sayyidina Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu states that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the people to Allah. He commanded us to have sincerity in our speech, to fulfill our trust, and to be kind and connected to our relations, and to be kind to our neighbors. Sayyidina Ja'far goes on to say, so we were sincere to him and believed in him, and followed him in what he brought forward, taking as haram that which was made haram for us, and taking as halal that which was made halal. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the example in our character and interpersonal dealings, in all of the affairs of our lives. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. There has certainly been for you and the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the last day, and who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much. Indeed, the emulation and following of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to be in every aspect of our lives, which includes aspects such as the love that he had for his own homeland, the place that he chose as his abode. For example, we find him making the supplication for it when he said, Allahumma habib ilayna al-madinata kama hababta makkata aw ashad. O Allah, make us love Medina just as you made us love Mecca, or even more. Likewise, we find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the best of examples in his family life, for he was an excellent husband and an excellent father. And he said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ. The best of you is he who is best to his family, and I am the best amongst you to my family. So we've been tasked, brothers and sisters, to emulate him in this. We've also been tasked to emulate him in all of his various affairs that he did, with regards to his striving and his struggles, with regards to his mercy and compassion to children and to those who are in need of it. We've been tasked to emulate him in his gentleness, in his tolerance, in all of the lofty traits of character and humanity that he displayed. Each of us is tasked to do this in whatever domains Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in. So as employees in our employment, as workers in our work, as teachers in our teaching, as students in our studying, as husbands with their wives and their children, and wives with their husbands and their children, in all of these things there is for us an example from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so it is through this following of these examples that we strengthen the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts, in our souls, such that we come to feel the sweetness of faith in our hearts. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. There are three qualities for which if anyone who is characterized by them will experience the halawa, the sweetness of faith. And the very first of these qualities he mentioned was the one to whom Allah and his messenger are dearer than all else. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he make us from those who esteem the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make us from those who love him, of those who follow him and emulate him, and who adopt and always act in the best of ways in accordance with his guidance. Let us praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings of faith he's given us. Let us follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam truly, inwardly and outwardly. And that is not something difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness. Indeed, he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran, Abu Dhabi.